something that really confuses me here in this group, specifically. I'm calling out you guys. Why don't you ever trust my NPCs?
Okay. Let's
review. Explain yourself.
Let's review. Okay.
What?
Remember the nice Desnin goblin priestess, I think Helba? Helba, right?
Yep.
We trusted her. She's great. Her and Elkwood have a very lovely, you know, little partnership with Desna. They're vibing.
Sure.
EKJ elves. Like, all those people, yeah, we're straight. Great.
Well, they didn't like you, but that's in the book. So.
You know, yeah, the book. water under the bridge, right? The first NPC that joined our party was a literal hell knight. Not a heaven knight.
Hold on.
A hell
he knight. Was. Wait, hold on. He was an armiger. He was not officially a hell knight.
He wasn't an official one.
Oh, so he would do anything to become a hell knight. Yeah, that's
they have really... to take a particular test in order to become a hell knight. Uh-huh. And hell knights are not necessarily evil.
Mm-hmm.
They just are. They like to kill devils and
they're
demons.
They're lawful.
Right. And
yeah,
not to mention that you guys were super paranoid of him, and then. He grew to love you guys so much. Benson was his best friend, and he named his kid after all of you and the dog.
That's yes. True.
So, yep. I just, well, what's your guys' problem with my NPCs?
All I'm saying is that poor Skelt is dead. Adelar's dead. That isn't a baby name. That's a hit list.
That's what's happening. His son is actually
his unborn killing. Son is
his unborn son is killing. Our characters.
Just traveling back in time.
Shit. Pissed off a time wizard.
I can't believe my father liked you all so much that he named me after you. I hate you all.
You're the worst group of people I know.
If it helps, I'm trying to be more trusting, but unfortunately I've crafted a character that neither cares to trust or doesn't... And he also chooses violence quickly. So...
Yeah.
We trusted really the farmer. We trusted the farmer, sure. And That's we true. Killed, like, a dozen and a half people for him.
That's true.
So, In his name.
Yes.
I mean, should we have trusted the slavers a little more?
You know, we never considered the slavers.
That's true.
You never asked why Butcher. They were doing this.
Right, you never That's asked Bull Butcher his motivations.
That's a good point.
All we knew is that he just loved it when his prey came to him. That's all we knew about
him. That's all we know about this.
And the fact that he's literally called a slavery demon.
Yeah.
It's making more evil.
That is a moniker. He is called a Caliphanacus, which means slavery demon. So,
the official term.
The official okay. term. What I want to get at is, why do you think some players, not necessarily you, but mainly you, uh-huh. are so paranoid of Game Master NPCs?
Trauma.
I think
it depends on the NPC, to be honest. I mean, you just brought in a guy that openly was like, hey, you know what this world needs? Some Xenobites to walk around your town to protect you. And you're just kind of like, wait, I had you at the first half.
For someone so quickly to defend a lawful character such as Alak, you're not really defending the lawful fiends. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Alak wouldn't summon demons to fight for him.
No, he would
at all.
No, he would kill things himself.
Yeah. So, and the fact is, you're like Zonkuthon is very. I don't know.
He's got a torturous past.
Yes.
And present.
And future, present. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, hopefully not future. Maybe he can be redeemed.
Zonkuthon?
He used to be a good person.
You never know.
It might take. It might take a couple hundred thousand years, but yeah.
Imagine if one day Zonkuthon was just like, you know, the torturous thing is self-mutilation. It's not all that good, actually. I don't really know why I was into that.
Zonkuthon was originally Shaylin's brother, I think.
No. What, is that who it was?
Mm-hmm. Someone's brother.
I think it was Shaylin's brother. And then
there is times that
because Zonkuthon before he became Zonkuthon helped fight Rovagug. And then he disappeared into the void and came back as Zonkuthon.
Zonkuthon. Yeah, he got mentally messed up.
Yep. So, but yeah,
I think now.
Yeah. What was his name?
Before?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Maybe it was Balin.
No.
Shaylin or Balin?
Hey, Terry, what's up?
Well, you guys, what's up? I think, I just think RPG games, yeah.
So Darker Rumors put, this is on Shaylin's thing, Darker Rumors put her in the bed of her, put her in the bed of her half-brother, but such whispered rumors never persist very long, as Zonkuthon does not tolerate such things. So, yeah, I believe that that is her brother.
Mm-hmm.
Or was at some point.
Yeah, he was named Dubral.
Mm.
Dalbral or something. I don't know how you pronounce it, but
yeah.
He
helped with Revagug.
Yeah, but he was good,
mm-hmm.
and he just got corrupted.
Was he the god of something before this?
Yeah. I just don't know what.
He was very similar to, I think, the Shaylin. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like beauty and art and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now he just shows his beauty and art in a little bit more destructive ways.
What is a good canvas except a layer of skin? You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I just think RPG games bring out the paranoia in all. It's like, okay, we have these characters and we have to take care of them and we don't want them to die and everyone's out to get them.
It's kind of tropey, the NPC that betrays your party.
True.
That's true.
Also, I just don't trust you as a man.
That's very hurtful.
I'm here to declare that I think Jake won't betray us ever again. I think we should trust him.
Look at Kel.
Try to turn over a new leaf.
Kel, you get a hair point for this session.
Woohoo!
Do you trust him?
Timmy's face at that moment was so funny.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining, it's just like, you get a hero point, and then Kelly goes, hey, I need to use that hero point. He says, it's actually a misfortune point, sorry.
It's a cursed hero point.
It's a cursed hero point.
It's a cursed meta item.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's devious.
Oh, shit.
Well, I do like the parallel between Alok and Halakka in this, because they're both seemingly people that would have nefarious means, but they are supposed to be really likable. To prove that, Halakka woke up you guys this morning with a big old handful of blueberries, and he's just like, I'm not quite sure if these are the ones you're allowed to eat or supposed to eat.
Why would you just go rummaging and get berries that you don't even know if you could eat? That could kill you.
Oh, well, the bush is right over there, and I figured that you all adventurers might know.
Oh,
I just wanted to...
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You haven't eaten any yet, have you?
No.
We need someone good at nature. I don't never eat things off the trail. I'm not good at detecting those types of things. Do any guys have experience?
No.
Benson's like,
no, not at all.
you've never eaten a blueberry before.
Yeah, Kezra just like grabs a bunch of blueberries and eats them.
Yeah, Benson does too.
Oh, wow. You might be hungry.
You should have gotten more.
You're walked around in full plate armor all day. Get you right in the belly.
Work up an appetite. Blueberries. Man, if you had some yogurt, my god. You make parfait.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Down the trail we go.
Yep. So they...
We eat all the blueberries. Don't leave any for Grimshaw.
I don't want any, thanks. I'm good. I'm good.
you all eat and you go, antioxidants.
Natural sugars. Delicious.
And then later when all of you guys are pooping, and then Grimshaw is just like, I wish I could shit.
All I've been eating is granola bars. Are these things flavored after like the Gatorade flavor?
As we all know, blue is the best flavor.
Blue is the best flavor. Yeah. I saw something a while ago that was like if somebody hands you a blue Gatorade and calls it Arctic or whatever it's called, it was like they're a cop.
See, that's paranoia right there.
That's paranoia.
I'm more of a grape Gatorade guy.
Grape. That was alright. I usually go for I like the there's like a high electrolyte one or something like that that's incredible for like a workout. Or if you're sick. Or if you're hungover.
All at once.
For some reason.
A myth, by the way. The whole dehydration thing after.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Science Versus, great podcast. They debunked it. So check them out.
Yeah, because it's actually part of your. It's like a microbe or something like that in your gut that mm-hmm. does that. Yeah.
Yeah, or something like that.
Huh.
Well, you know,
I'll choose not to believe that and just keep drinking water while I drink.
No, it's, drinking. I mean,
you should still do that, but
yeah. But waking up with a hangover and being like, I'm going to chug some Pedialyte and that's going to fix my hangover. That doesn't fix your hangover. Like that's a myth.
Yeah.
A Denny's full platter breakfast will though.
You darn right. Five guys is a good one. That's what I like to go for.
I was about to say bacon and runny eggs.
Grease
toast.
Grease it up.
DPS podcast, your daily serving of hangover cures in air quotes.
I really want breakfast now.
I know, I really want some breakfast too.
Everyone listening, it is 10 o'clock at night and Kelly wants breakfast right now.
I'm leaving. I want some chicken and waffles.
All right, see ya.
Chicken and waffles. Chicken and waffles at the spot right now.
Where's 24-hour Denny's?
Not in Galarian, as you guys find on the trail, there is a complete lack of 24-hour Denny's, or any food place.
I really thought the Denny's was right around the corner. Like, I swear, guys, it was here last time I came through here.
All we passed was a Donnie's.
No, they're
not the same.
They ripped it all down. They planted a bunch of blueberry bushes.
Everybody knows outside the church, outside of every church of Iomidae, there's a Waffle House.
No, that's awesome, actually.
That's
the most protected Waffle House ever.
Yeah, because after church, you go to your Sunday afternoon lunch, and you get a dinner. Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of Iomidae champions, just straight up fighting, training, and then they're like Waffle House.
Yeah, Waffle House.
And guess what? They don't tip. You know why? Because wages are fair in Galarian.
Exactly. Well, for some.
Controversial take.
People are fair wages. Fair wages. All right, let's go. You guys are walking south. You guys are on the road to Cantargo. It is the second day of your travel. What would you like to do while you're on the road? It is a nice day. It's a little overcast, but otherwise it's a nice day for walking.
I think at a certain point during our journey, I'm going to see if I can kind of get Kezra by himself. Maybe if Benson or Elkwood are off chatting, or if Helica is, chatting up Benson, because he seems like a chatty type.
Yeah, he is.
I'm just going to kind of, surreptitiously pull him aside. I'm a very deceptive person, so I'm really sneaky. So I'm like, hey, Kezra,
You approach Kezra and he's peeing right now.
He turns to you, still peeing.
watch where you point that thing. I'll catch up with you later.
No, it's fine. I'm almost done.
Is that a 5-foot line? 160 feet.
You see, Grimshaw like is about to speak, but he's just like. You said you were almost done, right? Are you okay? You're very well hydrated. Yeah, anyways.
He finishes up and then he offers you some blueberries.
I'm good. If I didn't trust him from Helica, I don't think I'm going to take him from you either.
Good call. Wow.
I feed on these.
Sterile. Gotta sterilize your blueberries.
That was the test right there.
What's on your mind, Grimshaw?
I think I'm a little shocked by meeting Benson Black in person. the Order of the Crimson Briar, we regularly talk about other champions and other faiths and their exploits and the good deeds they've done. You know, Gromash, the orc champion of Gazra, you know, pretty awesome guy. Likes to burn, raise cities to, you know, restore nature. Like, yeah, legit. You know, and of course, the House Black would come up frequently, actually. They're pretty influential family. And whenever they would talk about Benson, they'd always talk about how he was such the, you know, the model paladin. Like, oh, take notes, Benson Black. And I think there was, like, a predecessor to him. I don't remember his name. I think the person who wore the mantle before Benson. But they always talked very highly of the Black name. And I think it's one of those situations of never meet your heroes. I think he's a lot different in person, a lot more violent or prone to violence. How do I put it? It's like he relishes the fight. I don't know. Is this how he always is, or is this just like a phase? I know you guys are dealing with some really tough shit after after your cleric died, so I don't know if he's just, like, going through something.
He's always carried a heavy burden. He's been tortured at times. Tortured soul, that is. And he puts a lot on himself. It's always, as long as I've known him, he's always had that intensity about him. It does seem since Adelaar's death, it does seem he's been pushed a bit to the extreme. I am concerned. His attitude last night, his paranoia, it seems worse so than I see it. I'm not quite sure what to do about it. He is a driven man, and he'll do whatever he thinks is right. I just feel like we need to make sure that, and that we have so in the past, to rein him in. And, but yeah, last night was concerning, even for Benson.
All right, well, you know, I don't necessarily have any responsibility for him, if you know what I mean. But if he does cross a line and I think it's going to endanger my mission, then rest assured that I'll step in.
We may need to, but he's bounced back before. He's gone through a lot, but he knows how Iomade seems to guide him. And he leans on that. Hmm. Yeah. But the cloak weighs heavy. His family has a difficult task in that church. I don't know how long the wearers of the cloak tend to hold on to them.
Hmm. All right. Well, appreciate that.
You know, the funny thing is Benson was only that brutal because I thought it was funny. That's real world consequences.
Guys, it was a joke. All right.
I was just like, this would be funny if I overdo it on the pod.
So, some more time passes as you're making your way south to Cantargo. And you pass a few spots here, a few spots there, some little towns and farms and, you know, things on the outskirts.
But no Denny's. Towns?
No Denny's. No, only Don's. Denny's. Only Don's.
Yeah, but hey, is there a double T?
There's one double T, but every single table is full.
Oh, my damn. Gosh. Wait, how long's the wait? Like, I'm really jonesing for some pancakes.
An some hour trippy. 15?
Grimstar kind of looks awkwardly back at the group, like...
We can wait an hour 15, right?
No. It's a cool hour 15. Do we pass any
shake our heads.
TikTok influencers living under their vans?
It'd be really funny if they're like hour 15, and then Grimshaw goes, "Yeah, that's fine," and the rest of you are like, "Oh my god,
come on!"
And just
start walking.
There's a McDonald's right across the street.
every machine they have is broken. So you are walking south, and you pass a tiny little town that's about four buildings that you assume is actually just like one family or something like that. And you are on the road, and let me go ahead and bring you guys over to that map. Okay. Let me know when you get to the map entitled Road to Kentarko.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. This map seems familiar.
It's the same artist that did the Crossroads map where you guys fought the first set of slavers.
Oh, so, nice.
I was like,
shout out to Afternoon Maps on Patreon.
Hey.
Does cool stuff. I find your stuff on Reddit all the time. And man, you are a fantastic map artist. A really, really good one. Beautiful green pastures ahead on the west side of this map, and some trees and some fields on the right side past some stone walls. It looks humble. And what happens is that as you guys are just walking, you see someone come out from the fence on this side. There's a wooden gate. And the gate opens and a guy comes rushing through, and he sort of stumbles and he goes running towards the town that you guys kind of just walk past. He's played by Chris Pratt. Andy Dwyer, Chris Pratt, specifically. As he runs past you guys, he turns around and he just goes, "Sorry, gotta run." And you see he has two tissues stuffed up his nose. Not like his nose is bleeding or something like that, but he looks like he like stuffed two tissues or rags up his nose. And he goes, "What?" And he looks back and he goes, "Ah!" And he just continues running the other direction.
Wait, go back.
As you say that, you hear something coming from where he was running from. As you see, this creature.
Oh, I know what this is.
I like it.
This creature, the first thing that you noticed was not how it looked, but how it smelled. Because you smelled this thing before you saw it. So this large creature, it looks almost like an ox or like a water buffalo, but it's covered in what looks to be like fetid swamp moss. And like flies are like constantly buzzing around it. It looks disgusting. It looks like it has just an awful stench around it. And it is fucking angry at who you assume that guy. So I would like you all to roll initiative as this thing comes barging through the fence and crashes it over and then sees you all and is just in a fit of rage and just goes right after you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh shit.
Chris Pratt's right there.
Go for Chris Pratt. He's right there. Make sure he can't star in any other movies.
Just don't move. Maybe it'll keep chasing him.
Please, go on your way. We won't stop you.
Hey, that's why I did say that he's Andy Dwyer, Chris Pratt, and not.
Overrated.
Yeah. No. Alika did really well with a 32, so I think I know.
What's he gonna do? Run away.
Fair enough. Let's go, and I will roll for this thing. Wow, somehow is not going before the creature. Or is the creature is going after Halika. All right, Elkwig, what'd you get?
Natural 20.
Ooh.
Or a 40.
Wow.
Wow. Because rolling for initiative, perception based.
Yeah.
So. Does that mean he gets like two turns in a round?
Oh, that's a good question. Do we want to do the critical initiative?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
it's definitely a homebrew thing, but I want it. Was it?
It could be something like you get an extra action, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. It was. You know what? I'll say this. So it for a critical initiative, I'll say that you guys get one action at the start.
That's nice. Sick.
Because I realize that an action economy matters a lot more in 2E than it did in 1E, but I really like the critical initiative thing. I think it's a fun twist. Grimshaw, what'd you get?
Grimshaw calling upon the Chrono Worm destabilizes his timeline, and Grimshaw looks frozen in time. So failed the flat check. My total initiative is 15.
15.
That womp, womp. Sucks.
Mm. Womp, womp.
Damn, Kessler's going to beat you.
Maybe. Benson, what'd you get?
Benson got a 24.
24? And Kessler?
I actually rolled a 19 for 32.
Whoa!
Hey.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, look at me.
Look at you. Okay. Let's go ahead and start this up. Elkwood, so you can get your one action in before your actual turn here.
Okay. So first thing he's going to do is use an action to hunt prey. Like, use that action to hunt prey.
Yep.
And so that basically means I have four actions.
Effectively you would be quickened like for this first round.
For this turn.
Yeah.
Okay. So second action is he's going to nature check it.
Please do.
Assuming nature.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. Not bad. 32.
33. 30. That's still regular success. You know this as a cataplebus. Cataplebus.
That's a word.
It's Greek, in fact. So the cataplebus is an aggressive beast at the best of times. Though it prefers swamps, the cataplebus has been known to forage in plains and forests for short periods, leaving behind hunting grounds tainted by its foul breath and noxious waste that other predators and prey avoid for days or even weeks thereafter. The cataplebus bullies those creatures it believes are a match for it and eats everything weaker. It is 15 feet long and weighs 2,200 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
That's a big boy.
It is elephant big, yeah.
Oh, so it's like basically an elephant.
It's yes, size. Yeah. You're facing an elephant size thing. So you get
that's a big boy.
You get one. Specific fact about this, or helpful thing about this. What thing would you like to know?
Now, should I go for stuff that's immune against or weaknesses?
Mm. It's not going to have. Well, it might have some significant weaknesses, but
I feel like it's more like it have.
I think I've always pronounced this thing as Cataplebus.
I like Cataplebus.
Yeah, that's a good one. I might be pronouncing it wrong. I don't speak Greek, so.
Well, it's a popular Final Fantasy creature. So.
Oh yeah, of course it is.
I've been trying to pronounce it properly my entire life.
Sick.
Okay, but yeah. So I wouldn't say probably weaknesses, but like perhaps resistances.
Mm.
Would probably be the best bet.
I will go ahead and give you. It doesn't have any resistances or weaknesses necessarily. I will give you the immunities. How about that? Yeah. I don't think these will be relevant to you, but they are immune to disease, poison, and something called olfactory.
Smell. Yeah.
You can't use stinking cloud on
exactly.
It.
Yep. Basically. Mm-hmm. I looked at this just to make sure, but it says an olfactory effect can be olfactory or factory can affect only creatures that can smell it. This applies to olfactory parts of the effect as determined by the GM. So this is like illusory creature, illusory scene, or venomous lore are like spells that like you know that wouldn't affect it. Other equipments are like animal repellent, skunk bomb, sulfur bomb, stuff like that. So, so anything relying on scent, I'll tell you that the smell of this thing overpowers whatever thing anybody might have. So, so not too useful on the nature thing, but still interesting, yeah. Simply. So,
true. So that would be his second action that he did that. So he's going to kind of inform, like, what was this thing called again?
Catablebus.
Catablebus. He goes, oh, this is Catablebus. Unfortunately, all you can really say is get the hell away from it. It's noxious. And he's going to take an action to stealth over here, because he can stealth as a, you know, as a standard action,
okay,
basically at this point. Like, yeah, he doesn't have to take half.
You can stealth at full speed. I mean,
because he took that feat, so... and last action, he's going to fire, quick draw the bow and fire at it.
Okay.
So are you going to roll... Do you have to roll a stealth check against his perception DC? How does that work?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay, yep. Just go ahead and roll a 40.
I know, right?
39.
Ooh. 39. Yeah, that'll be a regular success. So you are...
Oh, regular.
Yep.
Okay. Flat-footed...
Yep, that's pretty love much that. What he was going for. And with the longbow. Ooh, God, rolling rocks right now. 39 to hit.
That is a hit. That is a regular success.
Hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. Come on.
The paladins are going to have to roll like gods to hit this thing.
Mm-hmm.
32 points of damage.
Oh.
Wow.
Gosh. Yeah, no. 8, 1, 5, 6, 8. Oof. Plus 5.
Ooh. Okay. Right. That is your turn. Halika. He is going to, he's sort of behind Kezra and Benson, but he's going to take a 5-foot step. And he's going to just be like, oh, blessing of the Midnight Lord, help us! And he is going to cast... let's see, what does he have? Bless.
Yeah.
Disintegrate?
Blessing of the Midnight Lord! And then he casts Disintegrate.
What the fuck?
Or he just cast Harm.
Harm.
He's just like, this helps.
You guys get blessings from the beyond. Help your companion strike true. You and your allies in the area, so that's a 5-foot emanation right now, get a +1 status bonus to attack rolls. Once per turn, starting the turn after you cast Bless, you can use a single action, which has a concentration trait, to increase the emanation's radius by 5 feet. He moved in order to get behind Kezra and Benson, instead of just being behind Benson. Only you, Kezra and Benson get a +1 to it right now, but you have to stay in the emanation to get it.
Something tells me I'm going to be moving in a second.
Or this thing is going to charge.
Yeah.
Okay, so next is Kezra, your turn.
Yeah, Kezra sees this massive cow staring at us down, snorting, and he is going to... He's going to run. He is going to scoot away.
Alrighty.
I'll say it's less of a cow. It's like a...
Moose.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, moose. Like an elk. Like,
like a moose.
It's a moose with a giraffe neck.
Yeah, he's going to move away. It's a rack on it. And kind of scatter. And then he will open his mouth and unleash a lightning bolt.
Heck yeah.
Because you will take a dragon bolt. Dragon breath.
Alrighty.
Reflex save, please.
Reflex save on this bad boy. It's going to be 37.
37 is a success.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Barely a success.
I was going to say, that must have been a barely a success.
Almost a crit, but I...
Yeah, I figured.
I'm good. All right, so you will take 17 damage.
Okay.
That's pretty good for a fail.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, the Catablebus. It is going to... let's see, what kind of speed does it have? Oh, it's kind of regular, it's 30, 35 speed. Let's
see.
It's more
than double mine.
Let's see what I can do here.
So
go up that way. I'm just doing some math. Yeah, you know, I think it will do that. So it is going to run and starts stomping as it runs, and it's going to run through Grimshaw, Benson, and Halika. So you guys are sort of in the middle, and it's trying to trample through all three of you.
Oh, gosh.
So, trample is a three-action thing, so this will be the end of his turn. But so you guys need to make me basic reflex saves as it goes trampling over all three of you.
I'm like, Helica's just going to straight up die.
Yeah,
like,
he might.
He's dead.
I rolled very well, so...
I rolled well, but like my reflex isn't great, so
mine is not either.
It's an AOE effect, so you get your full plate's bonus.
Oh, so with the full plate bonus, I'm sitting at a cool 33.
That is a success, actually. So you will take half. Of this damage. Grimshaw, what'd you get?
I got a 33.
Okay. Impressive. Both of you got the same number, so you will also take half. Halika, unfortunately, critically failed, by the way.
And by bonus, I mean plus 3, not your full armor bonus.
Yeah.
Just to be clear.
Okay.
Well, the problem takes care of itself. There it is.
And he's dead.
They would say an accident during our journey.
I promise it was an accident.
I swear. All
right, so it's 19 points of bludgeoning damage, so you guys will take half, and he will take double.
Okay, damn. So he's not dead.
No.
No, he's fine.
No, he's fine.
Massive damage is going to crush him.
It fucking hurt. So he'll be taking, 38? Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
See, I'm just trying to remember Adelar at level 5, so I'm just like, how much health did he have?
Oh, right, yeah, exactly. So, he's not looking good. He is doing really, really bad, actually. So let's see, the monster strides up to double his speed, can move through spaces, blah, 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 blah. The same creature, only in a single. Monster deals illicit damage. Double damage on a critical fail. Okay, just want to make sure it was double damage. I thought that they would be like prone afterwards because of like trample, but no, didn't say that. So, I'll give you a peek behind the curtain. He's sitting at 15 HP.
Okay.
Benson, it is your turn.
Benson looks up at this giant, stinky, smelly. Probably has a breath weapon thing. And he looks down at his sword and shield and does the Henry Cavill just fuck. And he runs at it.
Please make me a fortitude save at the start of your turn.
Alrighty. Hey, I finally get to use my fortitude.
With your fortitude, if you get a success, do you crit succeed?
Well, I'm a master.
So yes. Yeah, you would then, yeah.
15 on the die for 35.
35, so success, which means you get a critical success. So you are good. So you're temporarily immune to this for 1 minute. So
hopefully the rest of the fight.
Hopefully the rest of the fight. anyway,
otherwise something has gone wrong.
Yep. Continue your turn.
Just swinging away. 13 on the die for 32.
That is a miss.
Yep, that's what I thought. And swing for the fences. That's a 3 on the die, so no.
So no. So you go to strike this thing, and you make contact with it, but it has like this like such like hard leathery skin that your blade just makes no purchase in it.
My blade.
Grimshaw, it is your turn.
All right, Grimshaw finally being unfrozen from time, strides right up and swing, baby, swing. You already know. And you already know that he misses with a 27.
Yep, that's a miss.
That's a miss. And for his last action, he is going to once again coil the white and blue stars in the shape of the Corona Worm and send it out against this beast. He's going to guide the timeline And your next attack or skill check, you're going to roll a will save, and if you fail, you get misfortune.
Alrighty. Okay. Back to the top of round two, Oakwood.
You know what this thing reminds me of? It reminds me of like a Baelith from Magic the Gathering. Like there was a card that was like a creature, it was a green creature. But it kind of reminds me of that for some reason.
Baelos?
Yeah.
Wait, I typed in MTG Baelos and it gave me some commander dude.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a creature.
Oh, so I gotcha, gotcha.
A bunch of different ones. But he is going to try out that, like, he's going to do an our stealth check. He's going to hide back.
Okay.
And he's basically guerrilla warfaring this thing.
All right, yep.
So stealth check. Yeah, 30.
30 against its perception DC. That is a fail, actually.
That I failed or it failed?
You failed.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yep.
Okay, well, then he's on take two actions to shoot this thing.
Okay. So it's just not flat-footed, so, but...
It's fine. 34 to hit.
That is a hit.
Okay. 25 points of damage.
Ow! Okay.
And fire doesn't seem to...
Nope.
Do anything?
Nope. Like okay. I said, it doesn't have any kind of weaknesses or resistances to elemental stuff, so...
Okay.
It doesn't have an aura of methane.
Surprisingly not.
Oh my god.
Does not have something like that. It would be cool, but...
Use fire on it, it explodes. And just...
Come on! Alright. Is that the end of your turn?
Yes.
Okay. It is Halika's turn. Halika goes, not only are his guts coming out of his stomach and his butt, but he is also trying to fight off this... the stench ability that he's in right now. Hey, so
Halika usually pays good money for that kind of pain.
I didn't ask for this. So fortitude save. That is going to be a. Let's see. 12 plus 10, 22, which I believe is a fail. Hold on. Good stench. Yep, that's a fail. Not a critical fail, luckily. So he is sickened one, which honestly isn't all that bad. But he is going to run away.
Makes sense.
So he's going to go his 20, 25 feet. He'll be like, and then he's going to try to heal himself.
No attack of opportunity. Good to know.
Yes. There's no attack of opportunity. And then he's going to heal himself for a certain amount.
If he did, that's when you know Jake didn't feel like playing him anymore.
Yeah, he's dead. Oh, he died really easy. I could tell Jake hated this guy. he's going to heal himself for... How much do I have here? Really?
He very clearly loves this guy because he used the opening bant to defend him.
I did? Tim, do you add anything to your healing font? Or is it just...
Only if you use the
depends
two...
Depends how many actions.
He used the two action, yes.
Yeah, he used the two action.
Right, then it would be 8 plus the spell level, so it would be...
Okay.
It
would so be 24? Wow, look at you with that. Yeah, so it would be 7 plus 24, so he's back up 31 points, which is nice. That's good for him. Good for you.
He could probably tank maybe half of one of these shots we're going to start taking.
Maybe. Alright, so plus 31, so he's back and not up to full, but he's feeling a lot better. Okay, that is his turn. Kesra Davishan.
So, that ability that Grimshaw used, what was it again?
It's called Guide the Timeline.
The one that lowered his will save?
No, it doesn't lower his will save. He has to make a will save, and if he fails it on his turn, he gets a misfortune to his next skill check or attack roll.
Wait, if he fails what?
A will save.
Against what? Oh, attacking you.
Yeah. Oh, no, not attacking me, just an attack.
Yeah, just in if he rolls a skill check or attack roll, then he gets misfortune on it.
Oh, okay.
So if you have anything to lower his will save, that is a good thing.
Right. Well, I do.
Yep.
I was just hoping that I would get... I was hoping he'd get misfortune on this will save as Kezra casts fear.
Nice. Okay, so will save on this thing. 24, which I imagine is a fail.
That is a fail.
Oh, shit.
So this run thing... Away. This cool. thing goes yeah. to Frightened 2.
Frightened Very 2. Nice. Oh, it's Frightened 1 on a success.
It's Frightened 1 on a success. It's Frightened 2 on a
gotcha.
Failure.
Gotcha. Okay.
Whoa.
Dude, gotcha, this gotcha. Game's all about the debuffs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's one of the reasons why I really like 2E. It forces you to diversify what you're doing, so...
And everyone can debuff, which is
yes,
awesome.
Yes, everyone can do something, yeah. Okay, so
I still have an action.
Sorry, go
ahead. Yeah, with my last action, what do I want to do? I think he wants to get out from behind the champions, because he's kind of like, he's in another trampoline, so he's just going to reposition again. He's going to go over here. So he moves.
You don't want to stand in the breath weapon cone with us?
he's going to... Yeah, he'll move through the fence to the other side over here.
Okay, so you're behind it's a rickety fence, but a fence nonetheless. So.
Yeah, I kind of just kited to out of this thing's like direct line, trampling them.
There's no way that a solid wood fence won't stop that thing.
Well, if he wants to trample me, he'll miss Grimshaw. That's all. That's all that matters.
That's also true. Okay, so it what does...
A hickory fence?
A mahogany? He'll never break through
this. It's hand-carved mahogany.
It's hand-carved mahogany. All right, so the Cataplebus is going to take a step here.
Coward.
Oh, no.
And then it is going to unleash a breath weapon.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's going to unleash the breath weapon, and it's only going to hit Grimshaw, Benson, and Kezra in that order.
Oh, damn
only.
It.
I like Kezra was like, I'll position myself
Join
here.
Us in the AoE cone. Join us in the AoE cone.
I need you all to make a basic fortitude save.
Is this...
John, this is our moment.
Natty 18 on that. So.
Hey.
Is this a spell or magical effect?
No, it is not.
Kelly, this is halitosis.
yeah, really?
Magical halitosis. Ooh.
Halitosis is always magical.
Well, that's not great.
Oh.
You know, it spits a tonsil stone at you while you're at it.
Hit you in the chest. It's the size of a fucking cannonball.
Yeah, Kezra runs around this fence. He like hops over this fence to kind of think he's being safe, and he turns to this thing and gets hit with this horrible breath, and he rolled a 23 for what is almost certainly a critical fail.
Oh.
Okay, so let's go down the line here. So Grimshaw, you were first. What did you get?
31.
That is... Hold on 1 second. Well, I'm trying to... Because he is frightened too, that is a regular success.
Oh, let's wow. go. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it lowers DCs.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Nice. All right, so regular success then. Benson, what'd you get?
38.
Yeah, that was a regular success.
So I critical succeed.
Same. Because we're juggernauts.
Yep.
That is insane that you guys avoided the halitosis press, but...
We just put our shields out and our faith shields us. It just covers around us and then just goes right into Kezra's face.
All of it goes right into his eyes and his nose. He's like, oh my god. Kezra, what'd you get?
It was a natural 3 for 23.
Luckily a regular fail.
Wow.
Okay, so one, you're gonna take let's see here. There's gonna be 37 points of poison damage.
Oh shit.
Oh my gosh, a crit would have been awful.
Yes.
Did the fear help me there for the crit?
it lowered it by 2. So, what was your total there again?
23.
No, that would barely be a regular fail.
Nice.
Even maxed out. So, anyway, targets that fail their saving throw also become sickened 1.
Gross.
All right.
Don't like that.
Yep. Kind of bummed that the two champions could have critically succeeded, but that's all right.
I mean, what do you expect?
They have one job.
I know,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah. And it's the first time we get to actually do it.
Yeah, that's right.
I gotta get those wheel saves. Gotta get those wheel saves on you guys. Benson, it's your turn.
Benson, of course this thing had to move away from him because it's a fucking dick. He's gonna step up. And he is going to intimidate, like, yo, bro, your breath ain't shit.
So you're all to intimidate.
Here's a tic-tac.
36.
36, dang. That is a hit.
Or did it intimidate it?
Oh, yeah, intimidate, yeah.
Okay, he's intimidated by me, I guess.
Wait, no, he's already frightened, so don't intimidate him.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, because he's already frightened because of the fear.
Yeah, his turn ended. So he's still frightened more.
Yeah.
17 on the die for that swing, but this doesn't seem like it's a gimme. 36? No.
36 to hit?
Yeah.
That's a hit, my guy.
Yes. Sweet. Fucking nice. I think Raffy knocked my T8s off of my desk, so give me a second.
The cat said, no, you can't play.
She does just beat my dice all over the house.
Raffy, roll the dice.
It's adorable, but also incredibly frustrating.
Wait, did you guys name your cat after Raffy from the league? Because that'd be awesome.
No, Raffy is short. A short name. Her full name is Raffaella Gabriella Sarsaparilla.
Right, okay, I didn't know
nice.
That. Raffy is an insane character on the league, if you ever watch that.
Nope.
Played by Jason Mantzoukas. So, you know, all of his characters are crazy.
9 points of damage, garbage roll.
Oh my gosh.
Not very good.
And okay. Final action. I miss.
Grimshaw.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I guess I'll just... Oh, actually, I am going to faint. So I can try to make it flat-footed to me.
Okay.
Faint. So I think it's deception against its perception. I don't think it's going to do it with a 30, though.
No, that is a fail.
Yeah. But not a crit fail, so it's all good.
Yep.
And I'm going to use my second action to strike out with the morning star of Melania. And we do better. I'm glad I wasted that roll on a bad roll because that is a 34.
That is a hit.
That is what we call in the business lots of damage. So 15 points of damage.
Ooh. 15 damage.
15 damage. And I got one action left. They don't worship a god, so I'm not gonna battle prayer them.
You don't know that? Yeah, did you ask?
You're right, I didn't ask.
Personally, I worship Zonkuthon.
It's a free action. What god do you serve? As he strikes out again in the morning star. And I get a natural 1, so I just shouldn't have done anything. Oh, wonderful.
You see the light of Milani in this thing's eyes, and you go, oh no.
Guys, we gotta call this off.
Fuck, it's ordained!
It just wants to be free. You got a crit fail on an attack, right?
Yeah, I did.
Off balance, you take a -2 circumstance penalty to attack rolls until the end of your next turn.
Whoa.
I mean, that sucks, but could be way worse.
Not the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just getting flanking with Benson, and...
Yeah, that'll usually cancel it out. Okay. Top of round 3, Elkwood Grimms.
He's gonna keep doing the same thing. Hmm. Actually, no, he can't because he's now within volley range.
Mm.
Yes, volley range.
So he's going to take Movement back.
All right.
Here.
So, okay, so Elk could step in across the field just about.
Oh my gosh.
You saw a really cool rock over there.
Football field away. I'm good. And he's going to take a two action again.
All right.
I mean, why not?
I mean, we're not doing damage, so.
I mean, with a plus 23 to hit, that is a 41 to hit.
Is that 41? That is a regular hit, unfortunately.
Oh. God damn.
Guess Jake doesn't 18 like
18 on the die.
I just like numbers. And numbers don't lie.
26 points. 26 points of damage.
Look, like he needed the crit, Jonathan.
Elk would just... it's unbelievable the damage he can do.
Hey, it's incredible.
Hey, level 11, I get Hunter's shot, or no, my Hunt Prey ability. Gives me 2d8 instead of just 1d8.
Get out of here. It's disgusting.
I thought you were going to say, it's like, man, level 11, they just give you a gun.
I mean, I should have gotten a gun.
Somebody shows up with a fully kitted out M16.
That's a semi.
Alright.
Fuck the Civ model.
Halika. Halika is. He saw Kezra take all of that horrid halitosis breath, and he is going to. He's just out of range to do from here, so he's going to take a few steps up, and then he's going to cast a heal of healing font on you.
Ooh.
So then it's going to be 3d10, and this is going to be...
Oh, snap. He took the feat.
He did.
guys, we need a cleric in the party.
Not the same roll, but the same total, so you get 31 points of healing.
Ooh. That's some pretty bad rolls from the D10.
And Tim's like, those are bitch numbers.
Yeah, that was a 4, a 2, and a 1. So.
Oh yeah, that's bad.
Very, very below average.
It says somewhere in the afterlife, Adelar just scoffs.
I would do 10 times that amount. All right, and Kezra, it is your turn.
Alright, he's gonna spend an action to retch.
There you go.
Ooh.
Oh goodness, I messed something up. Halika says.
31.
Okay. Oh, and that'll go against
the breath DC.
Yeah, that is just a success, actually. So.
Wow.
That's all I needed. And with his final actions, he shall. I'm just barely too far from this thing for that. But I will. Oop, too far for that too.
Kezra, hurry! Get it!
Burning dive!
Yeah, fuck it. He'll blazing dive.
Yay!
There we go.
Roll a reflex save.
Where are you blazing diving?
Over here.
Heck yeah.
So I fly over Kezra, over Grimshaw and Benson's head, over the Katobavas, and I land behind it in an explosion of rubble and fire.
I love it. I love it every time.
Reflex save of 36.
Ooh.
God damn.
It's a regular success. Okay, so that is... half damage, which will be 14 damage. Really poor, pretty poor rolls.
Yeah, those are not good. I mean, he saved, so yeah. Alrighty. Is that the end? Oh, yeah, you wrecked. That's right. Alright, this creature is going to trample again. It is
doesn't
going
need
to
a running start.
Nope, didn't say that. So it is going to stride through Kezra.
What?
All the way out and trample right past.
Oh, you asshole.
Right over Elkwood.
No, the fence. Save me.
Just completely destroys this stone fence as it tramples through Kezra and through Elkwood and comes out directly next to Elkwood, breaking the stone fence down.
Question. Could I retch you to strike that thing for Kezra on his way out?
This is not an attack, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's why he hasn't had to roll misfortune.
Don't worry about it. I rolled a 19. I'm so pissed. I got a 38.
Hey!
Oh, wow. All right. Let me go ahead and see what the trample DC is. Okay, so...
Oh, gosh.
So it was a regular... You said 38, Kezra?
Yeah.
All right, so there's a regular success. And Elkwood, I'm sure you're going to pass us flank colors.
Oh, yeah, shit. I didn't even think about...
I didn't even roll. I just assumed I would be successful.
I just assumed I would win.
So just reflex?
Yeah, basic reflex.
36.
Regular success, which is a critical success. So really only got Kezra with this one. So
I basically grab onto its horns and flip over it.
As it nice.
Legolas style.
I was thinking of, okay, so not to detract too much, but there was actually a thing, I think, in Minoan culture, like, you know, this is thousands of years ago, and there was actually this thing where they would have a bull come after them, and then the whole game was that they had to flip over the horns.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, there's like actually like I forget what it was, like pictographs or something of like them playing the game.
Right, right.
It's pretty like cool shit. I mean, also, if you fuck up, you're dead.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah,
actually, I'm sure a lot of people died.
Got me.
Yeah. I've seen many gruesome videos of like the running of the bulls, where I like see some people die most likely, and I'm just like, whoa, okay, yeah, no, I see why that's not a fun sport.
Every once in a while you hear about like a tradition and you're like, were they just trying for like population control or something?
why was that fun? Okay, so it is 20 points of damage for you, Kezra, but you did save, so it would be half for 10.
Nice. Okay.
So it is on the, it ran through two fences, ran over Elkwood, and it bashed through this stone, the stone fence, and it is quite a ways away from Benson and Grimshaw now.
Yeah, asshole.
Benson, it is your turn.
Long distance is my one weakness.
Mark, it's a three action thing, trample.
Okay, I mean, this really only affects me because Tim has his magical bullshit movement.
You have the Cloak of the Bontebank.
That's entirely true, actually. Do I want to do that for this?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. So yeah. I will not move.
Well, cool.
Benson does that cool... You know what? Fuck it. He's going to do a plunging attack. It worked last time. Just spins around both cloaks... steam blowing them up in the air, and he's just falling above this thing now.
Make sure you land on the other side.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yep. So you are immediately flanking with Elkwood now.
Good shit.
It was a 15 on a die for a 34.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay. Do we get bonus damage for plunging attack?
No.
Damn it.
I'll give you cool points, which cannot be.
You gotta spend them at the.
You can't be redeemed.
You can only spend cool points at the store shop or something.
Might be able to get a bouncy ball or a.
Nah, dude, I'm going for the Xbox.
How many tickets is that? 20,000 tickets.
Are you dicking me, man?
Nine. Oh my
this
god.
This is bullshit, man. I need to find my D8s. This dice roll sucks.
Wait, how much damage did you do?
Nine.
Nine?
You're using your sword, right?
Like it's 2d8 or something?
2d8 plus 6. 2d8.
Oh my gosh. I'm looking at it.
Oh, yep. That's a 2 and a 1 on the dice. Okay. All right. Nine.
Dealing massive damage this fight. Next swing. Definite miss. Definite miss.
All right. After Sir Benson, it comes to you, Grimshaw.
It's time we all pull out our tricks from our cloaks, huh?
And you just hear, like, a guitar shredding in the background.
Jack Black
shows
up. His
flames begin to shoot out from Grimshaw's
butthole.
As is canon by Jake, our GM.
Yep.
I'm really gonna play it up now.
Good.
You see the chaps of his pants. He has a
flag. Oh, God.
They are first and foremost peak adult comedy.
Have you ever seen those rocket cars that like are literally nothing but jet engines with wheels?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's what's happening here.
Yeah. You see there's a you never noticed this before, because you can see it as he's rocketing away. There's a flap on his pants that looks like it's made of red dragon scales, so that it doesn't completely burn off as flames erupt from his butt.
Let's go, dragon. You have dragon scale underpants?
I have dragon scale underpants, because that's the only thing that will contain the fire inside this robe.
Red dragon underpants.
Red dragon underpants.
Oh, gosh.
This is and when we lost all the viewers.
No, we just... No, we
should sell that now.
Yeah, we just got merch. What are you talking about?
Who here can do scale mail?
I'm serious. I'm serious right now. If somebody is out there and can help make underpants, like, knows some form of it, whether it be the red bubble or whatever, get in contact with me. We will make red dragon underpants.
Oh my gosh. So
screw all those other companies. We want to make sure you're comfortable.
Yeah.
And protected.
So two actions for activate the robe. One action, move 50 feet, and there I am, ending my turn.
Alrighty. Top of round four. Now it comes to Elkwood.
Well, I mean, even though, you know, he easily dodged out of the way, he was also like, oh shit, it's over here now. I have to do a fort save, don't I?
Yes, you do have to do a fort save as you start your turn around it.
It's not my... 32. 32,
that is a regular success. Comes that... All right. So you are temporarily immune. So yeah, There's no success, thing.
He kind of like smells it, and it's like close to what the smell of decay is. So he's just kind of like, it's fine. But he's going to take an action. To Elven step away. Actually, no. There's no attacks of opportunity from this.
No.
Thing.
Yeah.
So he's gonna move full complement.
All right.
Actually, no. He's gonna stand and bang probably, like, cause he has flanking right now with Benson.
You do have flanking with Benson, yeah.
Yeah. So he's going to drop. He's going to quick draw the eclipse out.
Okay.
No. I haven't used Elvis Sherblade in a while.
Alright.
Now I'm thinking about it.
Make up your mind, Mark.
It's turned 10 minutes.
I'm sorry.
you just see like the weapon selection screen appear above Elkwood. He's like, this
it keeps going back and forth. Blink, 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 blink.
Yeah.
Jake, are you gonna cut out 10 minutes or you decide what you're gonna do?
So quick draw that out. That is a 34 to hit.
That is a hit.
Heck yeah.
Okay. Boom. Roll damage. Oh my god. It's beautiful damage. 29 points of damage, slashing.
That was so good.
And due to the wounding rune on this thing.
It is bleeding, is it?
You deal, when you hit a creature with a wounding weapon, you deal an extra
1d6. Okay.
So, shoot, I don't have that applied. So, public roll.
And so this is going to be bleed.
You can roll it.
If you roll it, I can put persistent damage in here.
Oh, we have that option again. Sorry.
Yep.
3 points of damage.
Three bleed damage?
It just says you deal an extra 1d6 persistent bleed
damage. There we go. Alright, persistent bleed damage. So if I put this on creature, yes, he now has persistent bleed. Cool. So I believe in Foundry, at the end of its turn, I believe it'll proc automatically, so we'll see.
Okay, so that was my first action, I think.
Jesus Christ, Mark.
You quick draw it and then it's struck, so yes.
Yeah. That's why I told quick draw from level 2.
Alright.
Plus 15 to hit now.
I think I was saying last session, you got so much mileage out of that feat.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a beautiful feat. Yeah. 30 to hit.
30, that is going to be a miss.
And he's going to swing again. Plus 10. Oh my god, 29. God damn it. That was a 19 on the die, but
that is still a miss.
Well, it's a even with flanking, what that's
yes, even with flanking. It is a miss.
This thing's AC.
It's tough, it's a toughie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is Halika's turn. Halika looks around. He looks at Kezra and goes, are you okay, friend?
I'm fine. Get to safety.
Right. And then he'll run into, run behind this fence over here. It's like behind a hedge. He's just trying to break line of sight at this point.
He's dropped two decent heals. He's good.
That's smart. I mean, that's a smart move by him.
He is only fifth level, just to remind everybody.
He can spend an action to increase his bless emanation.
No, because he had to. So it stays there.
Yeah, it's one of those that's like, it's for a minute, and you can sustain it to increase it.
Oh, and you can sustain. Okay, gotcha. All
right. To increase it, so.
All right, then he will spend one to sustain it. So you just see the circle around him just go,
and then it runs behind then it runs into hiding.
Yes.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. This is like if you're playing Pokemon, and you send out your weak person out first, and then pull him back, and then beat the person or the trainer. Then he gets the experience. Yeah,
he's probably going to go to level 6 after this.
Yeah.
Kezra,
all right, Kezra's eyes glow blue, lights up with scales as he charges a lightning ball like Goku, and fires it across with a true strike. It's a Horizon Thunder Sphere.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Big damage.
Oh boy. All right, I got a 13 and an 18.
All right.
I'm sure I can't crit this thing without a natural 20, but that's okay. That'll be a 36 to hit.
That is a hit.
Heck yeah.
Right.
I don't think that would have been a hit if you hadn't done that.
Yeah, 13 might have been a miss.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Okay, so that will be 30 lightning damage as this lightning ball just flies over the fences and blows up in this thing's face.
Dude, that heightened spell was like one regular elk hit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Kelly, it's really impressive. You're almost as good as Mark.
See, that's the thing, though. Like, I get the big damage from one hit, but if I keep continuously trying to hit, I lose a D8.
The drop-off is significant for you. Yeah. So, yeah. All right, the Cataplevus is going to... It's just going to go ham on Elkwood here.
Yes.
I figured that was going to...
Let me see.
Wasn't
here.
Intimidated by my 9 points of damage. Excuse me.
Was not. It was much more angry at all of the arrows in its fucking butthole right now. I assume that's where Elkwood aimed all of his arrows in his butthole.
Yeah, forget the vitals, forget the lungs. Just go for the ass.
just go for the sphincter. So he's going to do 3 attacks on you. So it's going to do a jaw strike first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a 41 to hit.
Actually, you're going to need to make a will save because I guided the timeline with the chrono worm.
Oh my god.
Wow, Jake, get owned.
39 will save.
That doesn't make sense.
Got him.
It's not possible. It's not possible.
It's impossible.
Let me check the numbers. Numbers are that's correct. Yeah.
You see the chrono worm swirling around the Cataplevus, and the chrono worm is about to jump, about to launch its teeth into it, and then it rears back and is like "pew," and then dissipates.
Because that's gross. And just
God damn it, Steve.
Okay, so that's obviously a crit.
I will retributive strike that.
And I'll liberating step that.
Now I know how Kezra feels.
Can we actually stack those?
Yeah, we have our own reactions.
I was gonna say, yeah, you can, yeah. All right, so you said the 41 is a crit there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so let me roll crit damage. 40 points of piercing damage from the jaws.
I guess take 24 points off of that.
Yep.
So that'd be
16.
Dude, me and the other paladin were just straight up, nah, not a crit.
And you get a free step, so you could actually step away from him, so he cannot do his other two actions unless he wants to step up to you and hit you.
Benson, on his attack, rolled a 35.
That is going to be it, so...
And I am using a different set of dice because I love you, Foundry, but you're fucking me with these dice rolls. Like, honestly, you're really fucking me.
We need an entire compilation of John versus Foundry.
I know, right? Epic battles, everybody will love it.
It's like, I love Foundry, but you're fucking me.
You're fucking me! That is 18 points of damage.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's good damage.
That's good.
Solid little chunk there.
Solid.
Right. Okay. So as it chomps into you and you step away, it is then going to use its antlers on you.
Aww. They have reach.
Yeah, it's got reach.
Gotcha. It makes complete sense, like, this thing has reach.
Its neck is also really, really long, so so it's going to use its antlers on you, so these fetid, moss-covered antlers are swinging towards you. They look like giant, like, tree branches. So this is going to be a 28 to hit.
Damn, that's my AC attack.
Is it?
Why couldn't you have been a champion?
Oh my god. That is 34 points of piercing damage.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so here he gets hit first by, like, the jaws, and he's just like, okay, it wasn't the worst, because, you know, the champions helped. And then all of a sudden this antler just comes out of fucking nowhere and impales me.
He's just dark. I'm like, I think this thing's a dick.
And then the last action, he's going to try and swing at you again. Probably not going to do as much, so let me make sure. 32 on the last attack.
Well, obviously it hits me.
All right. 33 points of piercing damage.
Oh my gosh.
We have to kill this thing now.
Yeah. Ow. I just took half damage. Like, half my HP is gone.
Yeah.
All right. That is going to be the end of its turn. It does take the bleed damage.
Good job.
Thank you, Foundry.
Do I have to roll each, like, separately?
Does it say it's a 1d6 or something like that?
It just says a 1d6.
Then you roll it every,
like,
time that he takes the damage.
Okay, so it rolled. Oh well, when I ended the turn, he took 3. But go ahead and roll it, and we'll see if 4. All right, so I'll take one more. All right, and he did pass the persistent damage check. So
okay.
All right. Anyway, Benson, your turn.
Right. Well, I'm gonna do what I do best: miss 3 times in a row.
Intimidate it first. Intimidate it first.
I thought you couldn't intimidate it after a certain amount of time.
You can only do it once per combat. But did you already do it?
No, I didn't. But I thought after. Never mind. I will intimidate it first. And that is a 33.
33 against its will DC. That is a success.
Yeah. Be frightened.
Nice.
I just fell out from midair and hit you.
Yeah. Right. Be scared.
Boom. Boom. Another natty. I've rolled like 3 natty 16s in the past 5 rolls. So 20 or 35.
35. That is it.
Okay. Okay. We love that. We love that. I don't know why I keep dismissing my dice roller.
I need that. Bring that back here.
Ooh, 20 points of damage.
Oh my gosh, that was almost max.
It is as a 6 and an 8.
Whoa.
Yeah, see, Founder's not producing those numbers. Let's set up. You know. And last swing with map.
All right.
That was a natural 17. Of 32?
32. That is just a hit.
Let's go.
Wow.
Because he's frightened.
Oh yes, because it is frightened now, yeah.
6 and a 5 for 17 points of damage.
Nice.
Solid. All right. Solid turn.
Yeah, chunking away.
Chunking away enough. So, well, here's the thing. So, at the last attack, the previous attack, it procced ferocity.
Ah.
Mm.
However, John hit it again afterwards. So you went. See, yeah. Went right past the ferocity and just straight up killed it. So please describe your kill, Jonathan.
So, Elkwood's getting fucked up. Benson lands one big hit, but sees this thing start to turn, and he's like, oh shit, if I don't do something right now, this is not going to be good. So Benson literally runs up beneath its two front legs and stabs straight up into its chest cavity, piercing its heart, and it probably falls on him. But that's okay.
He falls on you and you die. And then it shits on your... and then it shits all over your corpse.
Ew.
Hashtag worth.
Oh, man, that shit would smell so bad.
It smells so bad.
Oh, gosh.
He stabs up and definitely gets out of the way before the thing's body falls.
Of course, yeah. So I read to you in the notes that it's... noxious waste that other predators and prey alike avoid for days or even weeks thereafter the creature has already gone. So this thing is gonna. You ever like smell skunk like after it's sprayed once and it's there for weeks? It's like that. It's that bad.
Or like a dead skunk on the side of the road.
I was at work.
Oh my god,
it's just putrid.
I was at work. Awful. We had a box trap for rats, and one day I just walked up and there was a skunk in one. Just like, oh no, going 30 feet near that.
Yeah. Yeah, 30 feet is its cone, so you're safe.
So this thing falls to the ground, and it releases a halitosis breath, and it just sort of falls flat, and just this stench is just overtaking all of you. You manage to get back out to the road to kind of get away from it, and Halik comes out from his hiding spot, and he just goes, "Wow, friends, it's... adventuring really is the life. I should do this more often."
No judgment.
Elk is like bleeding.
No judgment. No, this is not something you should consider doing.
But I had such fun. And I'll see you guys next week.
So this guy's actually insane. That's cool.
We made him into a monster.
We need you to get to the dark.
Hey everyone, Kelly here, the voice of Kezra. To remind you to follow us on all of our socials and to stay up to date with DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more Dragon Punch Squad, check out our Twitch and YouTube channels, as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions and lots of memes. See you next episode.